More than 38,000 New York City renters live in buildings that entered foreclosure last year, and many of them face eviction. That's according to the Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy at the New York University School of Law. Furman Center Director Vicki Bean helps us break down the report.
Almost 60% of the notices of foreclosure that were filed last year were in multifamily buildings that likely have renters in them. And so while that's a tiny percentage of all the renters in New York City, it's a significant percentage of the, you know, buildings that are receiving notices of foreclosure.
Now, aren't there special protections, though, for buildings that have six or more units?
If the building is rent regulated, either rent controlled or rent stabilized, then yes, the tenants are protected. But what we found is that a very large number of these are 2-4 family buildings. And 2-4 family buildings do not fall within the rent regulation protections.
And presumably these are in the outer boroughs of New York City?
Most of them are in Brooklyn and Queens.
Now, up until the present, why hasn't there been more of a focus on renters, people who fall into this category?
You know, nationally, the people who are being affected by the foreclosure crisis are much more single-family homeowners because New York City, of course, is mostly a renter town, and because we have so many more 2-4 family buildings and you know, multifamily buildings, you know, our housing stock just looks different than many of the first-ring suburbs or other suburban areas that are being affected by the foreclosure crisis.
And across the country, though, you have other big urban areas that also have a lot of rentals, Los Angeles, Atlanta. What is the situation like in those cities?
We don't have data on that allow us to compare the actual notices of foreclosure to the number of units and whether they're renter occupied or not, but I would have every reason to believe that in those cities, they are having a similar problem.
And what's your sense about how far along this issue is? Are things going to get a lot worse before they get better, or have you seen signs of stabilization?
I think in New York, we're going to see things get worse, and the reasons for that are really severalfold, right? One is that we've been protected from the, you know, the crisis that's hit the rest of the country. We haven't been completely protected, but we've been shielded somewhat by the fact that housing prices have stayed strong. If housing prices start to turn down, as many people think that they will, then you're likely to see a lot more foreclosures, notices of foreclosure. New York is vulnerable because we have a higher rate of subprime lending than almost any other major city in the country, and subprime lending is associated with higher rates of foreclosure. We also have our borrowers tend to be more highly leveraged. They've taken out more piggyback loans and other sort of junior loans to put together their down payment than in many areas of the country. So both of those things are associated with a higher risk of actual foreclosure.
All of this comes as these homeowners are facing higher energy costs as well.
Higher energy costs, a difficulty in refinancing if they're in trouble because of the credit crunch. There are multiple strains on these, you know, single-family owners, 2-4 family building owners. There are certainly danger signs.
Yeah, and is there any irony, though, that as you raise this issue, we're talking about New York City, which has some of the toughest tenant protection laws in the country? What do tenants do in a situation like this?
They try to work something out with the bank who's buying the property or foreclosing on the property. Obviously, in many cases, whoever's taking over the building would like to protect the rent roll. Obviously, these are legal questions, and the tenants may need to seek legal counsel to try to get some protection.
Vicki Bean, who's director of the Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy at the New York University School of Law. Coming up, we'll have more on this topic here on Bloomberg New York.